gyal a come a come a hype up. You a shit already yet? Tell a gyal a hop up. You be call you delicate. You a know the type make nobody do a shelly get. Reach for the sky, yeah, you sing about your celibate. Gyal a come a hype up. You a shit already yet? Tell a gyal a hop up. You be call you delicate. You a know the type make nobody do a shelly get. Reach for the sky, yeah, you sing about your celibate. Mr. Worldwide, I gave you one. Let's get this thing jumping. Hold up. 3, 2, 1, let's go now.
Now and give a brother bone. The fuse is lit and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life is a cage, but on stage I'm free.
It's about
day,
girl, get it jumping.
Give
me up the book to get it,
I
can laugh. I'm letting you put on the cock, I can laugh.
Around and then
you're packing in, I keep the skin. This is Renee, that you know
she's the tin. Hold on, yo, let's get just one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. The women don't want me to give it a
zip. The
women don't want me to give it a zip.
Royalty. Well, you don't know, say, I'm Winston J from the girl them nostril. And you're in tune to DJ Genevieve. Run through.
What up, Funk Nation Radio? Yeah, we are going in tonight. It's your girl, DJ Jenny V, right here on FunkNationRadio.com on the 1 and 2s. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Saturday. We turning up. A dope artist interview coming up for you in just a few moments. This is his jam right here. We got Young Escobar MX out of Mexico. Y'all keep it locked into the Simply Vibe show with your girl, DJ Jenny V. Let's get it. Let's go, y'all.
Soy el mexicano, el papá del dembow, el que tiene el ritmo, el que tiene todito los flow, el que pone a tu gata a mover el culo. La estrella ya llegó, go, 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 go. Menea eso, que rebote el culo.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba.
This is Guy Breeze and you're listening to DJ Jenny V on Funk Nation Radio. Yeah.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki. Aquí. Prende los motores Kawasaki. En la discoteca ya ni llegaron los Anunnaki. No le pare el booty, sobresale de tu traje. No
de tu traje. No trajo panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que ella cree que ya se sabe. Cuenta que no quiere, pero me tiene espionaje. Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito. Como hace un besito bien suavecito, bebé.
So, you know, TV business, I gotta come push up in your face. Hey!
Shout out to everybody here in Clubhouse popping through to see the show. What's going on, y'all? Hope you all having a good night. Shout out to the Birdhouse crowd of streaming in the building. DJ Ronaldo Creative, what's going on, y'all? Let's get it, let's go. We got a packed show coming up, y'all.
Live from the United States, Brooklyn, New York, it's your boy. Yo, the nephews is in the house. As soon as the beat drop, we got the streets locked overseas. A Punjabi MC in the rock. I came to see the mommies in the spot. On the count of three, drop your body like it's hot. One, young, two, you. One, two, three, young hoes up. Snake charmer, move your body like a snake mama. Make me wanna put the snake on ya. I'm on my eighth summer, still hot. Young's the eighth wonder. All I do is get bread, yeah, I take wonder. I take one of your chicks straight from under your armpit. The black Brad Pitt, I'm at till 6 in the a.m. All day I'm P-I-M-P, I am simply attached to the track like simply. It's simply good, young hoes, infinitely hood.
The show starts in 3, 2, 1.
My girl, dance you a dancer, a man you a look. Watch her a whine, watch her a joke. So you want same thing in a your same thing. Thing in a pants, yeah, ready for fling. Get him. Look at your something fat, just take it, yeah. Go on with the anyway you want to go. But you are wine so sweet like mango. No, I just love so I eat your comfort. You don't want no money, oh, you no member. Oh, you love it more than cash. Oh, you want wine so like
no go. So, from you never lie with another man in a bed. Tell them it's a nothing no go. So, and you never sex a girl when she and a code red. Tell them it's a nothing no go. So, and you never build a shoulder muscle with your third leg. Tell them it's a nothing no go. So, no girl never kiss him off that she don't give you head. Tell them it's a nothing no go. So,
welcome to the Simply Vibe Show, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, dope vibes, guest speakers, some great music, and so much more with your one and only host, DJ Jenny V. We definitely feeling good tonight. It's Saturday night, y'all. Thank you all for being here with me at the Simply Vibe Show. We have a pretty dope interview coming up in just a few moments with Young Escobar. He is a really dope music artist coming out of Mexico doing his thing. He's very diverse, very unique. So we're looking forward to having that conversation. But I want to say what's up to everybody here in Clubhouse as we're waiting for our guests to tap in. Y'all make sure you check me out here every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Simply Vibe Show. I just want to give a shout out to everybody in the building right now, Birdhouse, 808, King, Zipporah. We got Crowded Streaming. We got Granny. We got Guy Breezy, DJ Ronaldo down there. I see everybody in the space. Thank you all for popping through. I truly appreciate it. It means a lot. You know, I know in this time around the holidays, it's really good to be around people who make you feel happy and bring you joy and can inspire you and uplift you, especially with everything we have going on. You know, a special shout out to DJ Chili Chill in the building as well. I know he has a lot going on. So we're sending our prayers and good energy over to him and his fam and everybody in the room. We're sending our good vibes and energy over to you. That's what the Simply Vibe Show is all about. It's about motivation. It's about community. It's about coming together. So I definitely appreciate everybody for being here today. Welcome, YMX, to the stage. Young Escobar MX. Do you prefer to be called your full name or YMX? Probably the shortened version, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, I don't mind. Thank you, DJ Jenny V. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Marie. I don't mind Young Escobar MX or Why Me MX, you know, because E is a musical language from M, so.
Oh, okay. We'll definitely, yeah, we'll definitely call you whichever you're comfortable with. But thank you, first of all, for being here with us on Funk Nation Radio. We definitely appreciate the interview and speaking with you. Now, you are definitely have a lot of great things under your belt. I know for the last more than 10 years, you kind of made a name for yourself in the underground hip hop scene in San Diego. So I'm interested to hear about that and how you started growing.
I started when I was in middle school. I started playing the clarinet, the alto sax, the violin, the cello, and then I learned the guitar, the bass, and the congos, the drums, and learned a little bit on the keys. So, you know, I love music. Music is my life to me. That's my drug right there. And so I started off in middle school, and I was just fresh out of middle school. That was my arts major class, whatever I had to take, and from there, I just moved on forward with music. I love music. I couldn't stop thinking about music. I turned 18. I was in high school. I stopped being in the band due to, like, trying to be the cool kid on the block, you know. And then I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I know you said your phone might be dying. Take your time and get your phone charged, definitely, because we definitely want to hear your story. Already, I'm just, you know, so anxious to hear about everything that you have going on. And I know you also rap in Spanish, which I think is pretty cool. I think you are inspired to help to translate a song that's called First Hit of the Month in Spanish.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've done a lot of, like, translations from a lot of songs, mostly of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
And cool experience. I love Bone Thugs, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to my family right there.
How was that, you know, when you started hooking up with them and doing those collaborations, how was the transition to collaborate with such, you know, great artists of their caliber?
Well, man, like, the knowledge that they gave me, you know, the game that they spit on me, how to record, how to perform, how to act, how to be around interviews, how to behave. Like, I just took all the knowledge. I was a little sponge, you know. The sponge is absorbing all the knowledge that they were spitting at me. You know, so the way when they were recording, how they would record each one independently, different styles, but it's really magical. You know, it's a magical experience right there, one of a lifetime.
No, it definitely sounds like it. And, you know, they sound like very humble people, because not every artist would take that opportunity to teach or educate other artists coming up in the game. And I think that's something that's so rare to find. So I'm really happy to hear that collaboration and how they sort of guided you, you know, onto your path, what you're doing today. So shout out to them. Definitely. You know, that's a great thing. Now, you are also, I mean, you got so many great things going on. You were inducted to the Unique Car Club in Santa Ana, California, which I think is the third oldest car club, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, shout outs to Nas from Unique's Car Club right there. He's my padrino, my godfather right there. He adopted me into his car club. So anytime they have a show or something, I'm the first one to get your hit up. Like, hey, Escobar, we got a show coming up. You want to cruise by or what? Like, I'm down, you know? Anything for the family.
That's pretty dope. That's a pretty cool thing. I want to hear more about this car show. Cars is something that I'm really into as well. So invite him up. He can come up and definitely talk to us a little bit about it. But how was that experience for you now that you've become sort of like a brand ambassador for them? How is that helping with your music to help you grow?
Oh, like he pulls a lot of people. He's got a lot of strings, you know, a lot of connections, and he's got a lot of people that do shows, you know, like mostly banda and norteño. He's got me some people to have me sing in the shows, but I'm like, you know, I don't do that right now, you know, like I might do it in the future, but like, no, man, we heard you sing right now, the banda song, and I'm like, you're freaking dope, you know, like, I'm like, I don't know, man, like, yeah, that's not my forte, but I'll give it a shot one time in the future. But I heard banda corridos, you know, in the hip hop scene, like, okay, you know, I think maybe it's a calling, you know, I might give it a shot with that one day.
Yeah, you have a lot of great sponsors behind you. You really are a very well-known brand ambassador. Tell us about some of those sponsors that have been, you know, tapping in with your music, and they believe in you, and I can see why.
Yeah, shout out to Ducats, by any means, you know, it's a clothing brand, Dago Fausto Ducats right there. He's been really supportive of me. He's helping me out with that. Anytime I have a show, I just let him know, like, hey, bro, like, I got a show, like, I got you. And he sends me a new outfit or anything, you know, still not out on the market, but he gives it to me preloaded, pre-handed. So it's like, it's a blessing to have sponsors. Unique Car Clubs as well. They help me out. They promote my music as well. You know, Bam Bam, that used to have a clothing brand called Xavier. She was sponsoring the UFC fighters back in the day, and I think she's in Harley Davidson's clothing line now. So she's, you know, a lot of people that I met, a lot of sponsors. They see stardom in me. I would like to say, not to brag, but you know that they see a light right there in me, and I'm ready to like share that with everybody. You know.
No, that's not bragging. You are manifesting what you want to come true in your life, which is why you're so successful, because you speak life into it. Because like I said earlier, you know, the power of our words can truly change the direction of our lives. So I definitely think that that's a wonderful thing you got going on. You know, as you are talking about building your brand, becoming a brand ambassador and having so many sponsors behind you, what would you say are the three most important values of your brand?
Humbleness, you know, represent your brand like it's yours, and humbleness, represent your brand and take it to the top with you, you know, like rep it, like, you know, like it's all about my car club, it's all about my clothing brand, it's all about my people, you know, like always keep them in mind, always be thankful to them, let them be the first ones to be thankful for, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you sound like you have very humble beginnings and you're still on that humble journey, which I think is definitely something that's going to set you apart from many other artists as well. So I'm excited about a couple of your songs that I have here. The first one is called Salsa, I believe. Tell us a little bit about this track and how you collaborated on this one.
Well, Salsa, that song was recorded like 2011, like 11 years ago. I got a collab with one of Ms. Marie's people too, Rob Bess. He came over to town and we were at that time renting the condos by the beach, literally like 2 minutes walking distance from the beach sand. It was a beautiful experience living there. And he came over with this beat like, hey, back in the day I was social, but now I'm Escobar, right? So he's like, hey, social, come here. I got something for you. And he puts it on. Like, ooh, I like that beat, man. Like, yeah, what can you do with this? I'm like, give me a second. And I just sat down and started writing. I'm like, I'm going to do it in Spanish. Like, that's what I want you to do. I want you to do it in Spanish, brother. Like, do it in Spanish because that's how I want you to spit it at. This has got, like, that salsa beat. Like, I asked him a couple questions of like, how does he want this song to go flow like, and he told me, so I was like, all right, let's get to it. Sat down and I just started writing. 2 hours later we were recording the song and everything, and we all liked how it came out, and then we got Too Fresh on the beat as well, and we made that song, and we kept it, you know, just saved up, piled up like Dr. Dre's repertoire, you know. he has a lot of recordings but doesn't show them out. And that's what Rob Best did, and then he finally did it, like, hey, social, like, I'm not social, man, I'm Escobar now. Oh, my bad, dog, Escobar. I got the song that I want to pull it out, what you think? And I'm like, which one is it? Like, he came out on it, like, which one? Like, salsa, like, yeah, put it, I'm going to put it. He started playing it, I'm like, bro, that sounds like old. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I like it, like, can I put it out? Like, yeah, man, do what you got to do. He's like, all right, then, for sure. And he pulled it out, and we got a lot of good reviews. I'm like, damn, people knew how old this song was. Like,
they were but I think as old as it is in terms of you writing it, but releasing it's a whole different thing. And it's probably the spirit and the time that went into it. Now, I want to run this track in a minute, but you spoke about speaking in Spanish and then doing some stuff in English. What do you prefer, or do you find that being a challenge to transition over to one or the other with certain beats or songs?
It all depends really on how I'm feeling with the beat. Like, if I feel that the beat is more Spanish, we're going to, I'll put more Spanish than English. But I personally prefer, like, having both languages in there, just so that people can vibe and understand what I'm saying. Sometimes I might bust out the flow. My lyrics might be the same exact lyrics as in one language as in the other, just so that both sides of the music, of the ears can understand, you know, one understands English, one understands Spanish, and both of them can understand, and they can relate exactly to what I'm saying in English or the other language. You know what I'm saying? Like if I say, like, ¿Cómo estás tú? Like, how are you? Like, I would say that, you know, like, ¿Cómo estás tú? Mucho gusto en conocerte. How are you? A pleasure to meet you. You know, so it's like the same thing that I'm saying in English, I'm saying it in Spanish. And I'm learning Portuguese and French too, so you might hear me add some Portuguese and French in there as well.
When do you have time to learn Portuguese and French, making all this music? And I know you're a dad as well. Well, shout out to you. That's pretty dope that you're learning some new languages.
I love communicating with people, you know. And I'm living in Mexico, in TJ, Tijuana, city of drama. And there's a lot of Haitian people, Haitian people, and they speak French, English, French, English. Thank you. French, English, Creole, I forgot the
Creole. Yeah, many diverse languages and people, definitely. I'm excited to check out this track, definitely, as well. For those of you just tuning in right now to the Simply Vibe Show with your girl, DJ Jenny V, we are definitely tapping in with a great artist, diverse, unique, bringing some new flavor to the industry, Young Escobar MX, or YMX, other known as, and this is one of his tracks called Salsa. Y'all keep it locked in here on the Simply Vibe Show. Tell your friends, tell your family. You know how we do it here every Saturday. We definitely got the vibes going. Let's get it. Let's go, y'all.
Mami, sabes que
let me see you salsa. Quiero bailar. Let me see you salsa. Salsa.
Dime que tú quieres ser parte de salsa conmigo. Es como cruces al chico, estoy sonriendo. Caderas como curvas de botella, actriz como de telenovela. Está caliente tu salsa, dime que tú bailas. Sabes lo que tienes más picante que enchiladas. Tienes al matador social, el joven Mister Universal. Vamos a bailar y te enseño lo que tengo. Lo que falta en mi cama no es sueño. Eres tu mamá, ¿qué tengo que hacer para que vengas conmigo? Acompaña al chico. Estoy solito, como da frío. Cuando estás conmigo, me entra el ritmo. Quiero bailar, sabes que te quiero probar, pero como la comida no se puede jugar. ¿Me entiendes, mamá? Quiero probar tu salsa, tu salsa. Mami, ¿sabes que quiero estar contigo? Quiero bailar al ritmo. Dime que tienes que hacer para estar conmigo. ¿Me entiendes al chico? Estoy solito.
When I say you know, I wanted you to roll with me. Don't you see that the love and the toe was coming free? But had to make it cool so we can kinda have a groove. And you know that I have to make a move.
She said, make your move, pick and choose. Which one of us can slide through? I said, the whole crew can slide through. As long as I can get up inside you. So let me know if you ain't with the games. To the man, yeah, that's the name. When I give you the look, shorty, do your thing. And when you do your thing, the mother hoes can't hang.
That was Salsa. That was a pretty dope track. I know you said it was recorded so long ago, but I'm feeling it. I want to go around. Now, you have a lot of other projects you're working on as well, YMX. So I know you have another song that just came out not too long ago. Tell us a bit about that one. I don't want to mess it up because I did not take Spanish in high school, which I should have done. So my Spanish isn't the best. But tell us the name of it, this track, and what it's all about.
I got a couple of female tracks coming up. The most recent is called Come and Get Me. I believe that's the one you're talking about.
So, no, I think you have the one that's called El Cuidado, if I'm saying that correctly. Oh, see, my Spanish is horrible.
Ciudad, City of Drama, Ciudad del Drama.
Oh, see, you said it so nicely. It came out so nice when you said it. Tell us about that. Tell us about that track, what it's all about, and what inspired you.
Well, it's talking about basically about my city. I actually translated the verse in English as well. I got it in English. I don't have the recording, but I have it in English. You know, I got it here in my head. I could do it. I could spit the verse in English as well. But it's basically about how it is living in TJ and what's the life like, you know, like what it's all about.
Right. And, you know, no, we don't need that. There's so many different types of languages and cultures, and we're in a melting pot today. There's so many different types of music, and everybody likes something. So there's an audience for everything. So we don't need to hear it in English. I just want to know the translation sometimes, because it's so, when you translate it, you figure out why it's so popular or what it means to you as an individual and the artist who wrote it. So I'm definitely psyched to hear this track. I want to type up Ms. Marie really quick. Ms. Marie, did you have anything you wanted to add, you know, being so close with YMX and really helping him, guide him through his career?
We needed to showcase his Spanish in hip-hop and with collaboration with the producer of the track. So this is for his upcoming album, second album release. So Ciudad del Drama basically just means all the drama that happens. And if you ever visited TJ, you'll know exactly what happens in TJ, especially at nighttime.
Right. Yeah, no, this track seems to be something that can really make an impact. I was checking out your YouTube as well, and I saw you had another track on there that I was really interested to hear what the translation was. Well, we can talk about that later, but I definitely want to play this track. And those of you just joining us right now, make sure you tell your friends and family to log on to funknationradio.com. We chill out here every Saturday with your girl, DJ Jenny V. Let's go. Let's check this one out.
Yeah, Youngest Kabor, Dante Storch el Musicario, Musicario Records.
Bienvenido a la ciudad del drama, Tijuana, tierra donde existe mala fama. Con ganas, donde 24/7 suena la CRS en el TR. No se aterre, yeah. Ven, te enseño la ciudad del drama, Tijuana, los comandos van en sus blindadas. La maña, donde la paga el que la debe, la derrama, sola bebes, si te atreves. Yeah.
Déjeme presento, mi nombre es el mejor y mi apellido de todos los tiempos. Mi círculo sabe, con la letra no juego. Aplastamos tu ego, plata o plomo, escoge el dinero. Vengo de la ciudad del drama, llamada Tijuana, donde donde encuentras crímenes y marihuana. El que se la lleva tranqui anda donde sea, pero el que la debe se los dejo de tarea. No somos malandros, no tumbamos raza, ya que aquí se pasa le llegamos a su casa. La esquina de México, el rancho de la tía, pura fiesta loco, de noche y de día. La tierra prometida, todos quieren una parte. Somos puro norte, no tengo que contarte de más. Quieres guerra, no busques la paz. Esto es como un pueblo mágico, de pronto ya no estás.
Bienvenido a la ciudad del drama, Tijuana, tierra donde existe mala fama. Con ganas, donde 24/7 suenan las R's en el TR. No se aterre, yeah. Me enseñó la ciudad del drama.
We are rocking with Young Escobar MX coming out of Mexico. That was one of his dope tracks. He's a very versatile, unique artist, really doing his thing. He spent the last over 10 years really getting his name in the underground world as well in the industry. And he is just collaborating with so many different types of people. He's keeping his mind open for those collaborations and he's really coming up to the top.
Then it goes like this, a quick intro. Last name of all time, first name greatest. My circle knows loyalty is something I don't play with. We'll crush your ego, silver or lead. Choose a green instead. I come from the city of drama, aka Tijuana, a place where you find crimes and marijuana. If you live in a chill, homie, you ain't gotta worry. But if you owe something, you wanna know the story. No, we're not thugs. We don't come up on our people. Bullies will stop by your crib. Just to show you that. The corner of Mexico, Rancho La Tia. Party all day, party like Mia Khalifa, the promised land. Everybody wants a piece. We all uptown, bro. Do I need to speak more? You want war and don't want peace? Like a magic tongue, you'll disappear as if you were never here. You dig? You know, bienvenido a la ciudad del drama, Tijuana.
Damn, that was pretty dope. Shout out to you for really doing your thing. You know, as you sat here and translated that, I'm sure that's, you know, that's come up in the past as well. In terms of challenges that you think you faced as an artist growing, being so diverse and, you know, the music that you have, what are those challenges that you've overcome along the way?
I'd say just getting people's attention, you know, grabbing people's attention with my music, which is something I don't mind, you know, if I have to go to a show where there's only one person, I'll still perform for that person, you know, because 20% of something is better than 100% of nothing, you know. So to me, one new fan could turn into 100 new fans, and that's what it is with my English and my Spanish. I feel like sometimes they might be vibing even in Spanish if they don't understand it. But they love it, you know, and that's what makes me happy too.
I love that positive mind frame and attitude that you have. And that's exactly why you are where you are in life and in your career as well. Because it's all about how you think about things, how you can change the perspective of the situation that you're in. Or even if it's a bad situation, how to turn it around and make the best out of it. So that is definitely good vibes for you. I appreciate that. Anybody on stage want to tap in or have any questions that you want to ask? It's DJ Ronaldo. What's going on, Ronaldo? How you doing? Anybody on stage want to tap in? Feel free.
It's Rain. I just want to say un poquito en español for me, okay? So, lo que puedo entender, me gusto. I liked it. It had me dancing. So what I said was what I can understand, I liked it. And I know a little bit of Spanish only because my sister-in-law comes from Puerto Rico. So I'm all for learning because it's forced on me. And I feel like we should try to get into things that we don't know about. You know, it won't hurt you. So if it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, it's not. But I was feeling the vibe. I liked it, what I understood. And then I appreciate you translating it in English. But I'm all for learning. So thank you for your presence.
Thank you, Rain. Thank you. shout out to your sister-in-law, ya tú sabes, you know. I got some boricuas too.
No, yeah, definitely. Thank you. Oh, go ahead, DJ Ronaldo.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just want to say I work with a radio station, and it's like 99% of the people speak Spanish. They speak English also, and like I could take that song to that radio station, and they will vibe with it because we play reggaeton. Like half of my show is reggaeton, it's hip hop, it's soca, it's like a mix, and they go crazy when I play the reggaeton and the Spanish music. So not just reggaeton. So I could take that to my, I just need a clean version. I could take that to my radio show and start playing that, and you know, they'll go crazy over it. Matter of fact, my radio show ratings didn't go up until I start putting Spanish in it. So definitely tap in with me.
Yeah, I tap in with Ronaldo, definitely doing some great things. And he's right, you know, Spanish music, the different types of music is coming up and different. I was even having this conversation this morning with somebody as I was putting my show together, and I wanted to show the influence of Bollywood music on hip hop and that industry as well. And that's some of the tracks that I played when I first did my mix this morning. But it's just crazy. People don't recognize how other cultures are coming in and melting it all together. And it's working. You know, people take to it. We are just stepping into our second hour here on the Simply Vibe Show. As you know, we rock out from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. Let's get it. Let's go.
Deja, run it.
Ayo, Tasha.
This music's so sweet. Look what you do.
Look what you do. Look what you do.
If you play your cards, that could be you.
You're moving your wheels, speaking your truth.
Hey, speaking lie. When I show it back, it's back to the roots.
Straight back, straight back.
Know, I always have to add in a little Masoka vibes in the building, of course. Yo, rock with your girl, DJ Jenny V. We have a lot of people on stage, and we tapping in with a dope artist. Can I just have everybody on stage? Please mute your mics. Let's get it. Let's go.
And if you wanna bring it, you can bring it right there.
I got sleep, dancing in these streets.
Where I'm from, oh, oh, oh. Hot girl whining in tongue.
Yeah. Like a riverside band in panorama.
And when the iron start, this is spell drama.
Turn up the heat and in Savannah.
We beat it down, down.
Whatever you're feeling today, whatever you're going through, let that music seep into your hearts and soul. Music is a healing energy. It can definitely help uplift those spirits, y'all. You're tapped into the Simply Vibe Show. We uplifting spirits. We motivating. We encouraging here.
Fresh out to the rising, feeling for an escape from all of my problems. Fantasizing about a beach, I'm fucking with my friends then. So I turn on some soca to release my depression. Waistline moving so to the beat of the African drums. Body start to gyrate in a sexy fashion. The rhythm made me forget all my worries and stress. Cause this music got me jumping, music got me whining. This music got me feeling a certain type of way. This music got me pumped up, a feeling I could jump up, a feeling I could take off all my clothes and fling it. Cause this music got me jumping, music got me whining.
Shout out to all my Caribbeans and New Yorkers joining the show, of course. I know y'all waiting for these vibes. Shout out to all the West Indians. Let's get it. Let's go. Wherever y'all are from, we rocking out here as one community on the Simply Vibe Show.
I feel it,
menea el ton, 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 menea el ton, 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 menea el ton, 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 menea el ton, 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 ton. La estrella ya llegó, billete al montón, preguntan quién soy, el mexicano, el papá del dembow, el que tiene el ritmo, el que tiene todito los flow, el que pone a tu gata a mover el culo. La estrella ya llegó, go, 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 go,
menea el ton, que rebote el culo,
que menee esa nalga, el perro está de moda, por eso le gusta bailar el dembow. Menea el ton, 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 menea el ton, ton.
Get low face, no case. Turn around, girl, make that ass shake. It's your birthday, go birthday, babe. It's your birthday, go birthday, babe. The way you scuff the ground, make that ass hurt. Pick it up, baby, gon' drop it to the floor. Dancing like a stripper, gonna work that pole. Baby, getting freaky off the Casamigos. Ghost, 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 ghost. Baby, got a don, don, don. Shake that wrong, wrong, wrong. If you a bad bitch, let me see you first.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your hands into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Yeah. I can do it, put your hands into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your hands into it. Boom, hear me banging down these back streets. Bumping back streets, treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet. No. It's a marathon, cemetery that a nigga get buried on. We be coming to the day we die.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask the bartender if you think we lie. But if you think we hot, you can think again. Cause when it's sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this in, everybody will know it. Cause I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out.
Keep it locked in, y'all. We're going to have a lot more coming up with YMX. We're going to talk to him about his journey and his artistry in the business and the industry. Y'all know how we do it here. Y'all make sure you keep it locked in with your girl, DJ Jenny V. Shout out to everyone in the building right now. Appreciate y'all for pulling up.
Don't stop me, kidding.
I will, I'm gon' do it. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Come on. I can do it, put your hands into it. Come on.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Come on. I can do it, put your hands into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your hands into it. Now all I wanna do is have fun with my loved ones. What? Loved ones, relatives, and my cousins. And I got them by the dozens. When they buzz on, quick to say, your husband. This is for my locked away. Extra love for the ones who ain't got no date. But when we get checkmate with Ice Cube, the great. As soon as I get a word, we can rush the safe. Lights in place because life is great. It don't matter if you rich and your folks ain't straight. I'm still coming with that underground gangster shit. No matter how many say we ain't the
don't stop, get it, get it.
That's real.
Don't stop, get it.
I will, don't do it.
Ready or not.
Like the books of the Bible, I'ma stop with a verse. All I do is push, my fools on me to reverse. I just started, so I'ma drop this, you can have your dessert. I was out, but I'm back like episodes, as my rebirth. Life ain't straight, man, it's real to you, real to me. Fake friends all around trying to get rid of me. If you wanna pass me like a test, rid of me. I could make this nasty, make we bet, get on it. My mama used to tell me that my victory was certain. I think that's still a secret that you were really telling. If you keep it, that body, what if I ring you?
This is a dope indie artist, YK, ready or not. This beat is hot, obviously the Lauryn Hill beat, but she did it well.
You need to get this straight. Everyone the fish, but if you no look well, now you be bait. We rip on the wake up, but you more, I be washing the bait. Ready or not, ready or not, here I come. Kibi kibi debatiwa. Ready or not, here I come. Kibi kibi debatiwa. Tiba ringi mo my beggy. Ready or not, ready or not, here I come. Kibi kibi debatiwa. Ready or not, here I come. Kibi kibi debatiwa. Tiba ringi mo my beggy. Aye oba bi oba tiba wole kema kimi. Tiba ripe what is sorry yeti mo pe what is rimi. Was born ready mo anlela tiba thought it be me. Yes you are. Like you care, but secretly you wanna be me. Ha, ha, I'm so fly, ha, ha. No be lie, whatever you heard me say, it's true, I like to lie. Ha, 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 I'm gone, ha, ha, ha. No be lie, like a sinner trying to burn a gate. I know if you lie, ha, ha, I'm so fly, ha, I'm so high. Whatever you heard me say, it's true, I'm not a lie, ha, ha, ha. I'm gonna, ha, ha, ha. No be lie, like a sinner trying to run again. I know feel like, aim to be the best, I'm in my superlative form. You see this life, I found myself in such a competitive storm. So you see, I can go easy to the kingdom come. No need to wear my crown for you to know the kingdom come. Ready or not, ready or not.
Here I come,
you be keep me devil to what? Ready or not? To be right, make sure you keep me devil to what? Sauce. Sauce X. Feature, girl, you get them features. Watch it from afar, but I think about on my media. Body on my body, ain't no better way than media.
Shout out to Yo-Yo Sums, another dope indie artist. Y'all know we support an independent artist, and we're talking to a dope artist right now, so y'all keep it locked in here with a lot more coming up.
You know me gently, whisper in my ear to me, yeah. This one I like it, this one I like it. I won't lie, you won't lie, girl, you got me lying. This one I like it, this one I like it.
Come close, come in closer to me.
This one I like it, this one I like it. How did you get so sexy, babe? This one I like it, this one I like it.
Get you slow, well, like a Caribbean girl. Make it alright, make it alright.
Look no further, there's no other. This one I like it, this one I like it. No, I'm from Holy City, baby, but I'm far from righteous. If you wanna be alone, baby, we can get a lighting. You no need to worry, I'ma deal with you the nicest. Your new man is on us once I hit you with the mightiest. Put your ass to bed, you can come down with the itis. You know, believe in love, but you make me wanna try this. You pretty from the red, I just had to get behind this. Make them feel like rhythm from Chicago to the islands, yeah.
This one I like it, this one I like it. I won't lie, you won't lie, girl, you got me love.
This one I like it, this one I like it.
Come close, come in close, come in closer to me.
This one I like it, this one I like it. How did you get so sexy, babe? This one I like it, this one I like it.
Get you slow, well, like a Caribbean girl.
Can you make it alright? Can you make it alright? Can't look no
further. Fire, 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 fire!
You know, one thing for me why I bring artists onto this platform is to hear more about the person, the actual individual behind the music. You know, what was going on with you, your ups, your downs, your goods, your bads. And I know we spoke earlier and you sustained an injury that left you, you know, taking a break to focus on yourself. If you're comfortable speaking about that, let us know a little bit about what happened and how that changed or impacted your life.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I'm out of mind. So I had a seizure back in 2011. That caused me to fracture my skull, be in a coma for 8 days. They performed tracheotomy on me. And when I woke up, I realized, like, you know, I'm here for music. But I focus more on my life now, you know, more being more mature, as you would call it. I matured more and just took life by a different view. Saw it differently, and then I just, you know, I decided to have babies. I didn't want to have kids, and now I got 2 kids right now, so.
Well, you were definitely blessed with 2 beautiful children. How old are they?
My baby girl, she's 8, and my baby boy, he's 6. I don't have them with me right now. They went to go with their auntie. They spent the night with their auntie because she's taking them over to a party. A kid's
party.
Oh,
yes. Because I heard that you have another. Yeah, I heard you now have another celebrity in the house with you over there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted her to perform with you guys today, but she's not here.
Oh, we'll definitely catch her next time. Definitely catch her next time. But that's so interesting to hear that she took after her dad. She obviously has the gift just like you.
Oh no, she's more talented than me. She's got that advantage that she has a daddy that's into music, but she's gonna be like a great star. She's like the next Selena.
That's pretty cool. I love that. Definitely. And during that time that you sustained that injury and you were home, you know, how did you stay motivated? How did you make sure you had that mindset to keep creating music?
Well, I mean, I had my ups and downs. Not gonna lie, there I was at times where I was like, why am I still here, you know, suicidal thoughts, and my mom for myself. But then I would look at it in a positive way, you know. I would just transform everything bad into good and say, hey, it all happened for a reason, man. man up. You're the one that made the decision. You're the one that, you know, like, that are noticing who's the real people that are there with you on your lowest of the lowest when you're at the pit, you know? And so it's like, I realized, like, you know what, like, music is the one that's been with me since day one. Ms. Marie and my cuts, Shutter, they've been there with me since day one. So it's like, I can't, they like my music, they believe in my music, and we're going to make it, you know? We're a family, so that's my plan. I'm trying to help my family out, both my musical and my bloodline family. So I'm just like, you know, I gotta stop thinking negatively. You know, I'm not gonna go nowhere if I think negatively. The only place I'm going is down, and I want to go up. So I gotta change my life around. You know, I devoted myself more to God. And I remember the first Sunday I got out of the hospital, I went to church, and then one of the passage readings that was there was about the Psalms, And I never forgot that. It was like meant for me. Like, you came to church Sunday, and I'm gonna help you out. And I always look at that psalm. You know, like, I read it all over again, and it just motivates me. It keeps me pushing. You know, you gotta keep it pushing. So that's what I do in life. You just can't be sad if something bad happens to you. You just gotta learn from it. Take the good out of it. What did you learn? I learned that there's no such thing as friends. You know, your real friends are your family and your parents. They're your backbone, you know, they're your motivation. Fake friends are everywhere. And you only see fake friends when they see you with money, when they see you making big things, you know, that's when you see friends, or quote unquote friends. But, you know, life lessons that you learn and stuff, so. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for having learned that lesson the hard way. Or else I don't think I would have gotten that.
Wow. First, let me just, you know, say that you are very inspirational in your story. You know, listening to you be so vulnerable and transparent and honest with us about your mental health struggles and what you said. And, you know, not many people would have the courage to even say that or talk about that. So first of all, I want to just say thank you for letting us know that with such, you know, honesty and integrity, because your story can help someone else. Your words can possibly impact or empower somebody else. And it's all about how we let ourselves feel, like you said, and turning a bad situation into a good one. So definitely shout out to you. As you were speaking, I thought about this track that I've heard in the past. The artist's name is Vontae Raekwon, and it's called Save Me. And I just love this track because it talks a lot about what you were just talking about. Check this track out, y'all. Y'all locked into the Simply Vibe show. We're going to come back and have some more great conversations. And as always, with your girl, DJ Jenny V. Let's get it. Let's go.
Girl that's really broke inside. Happiness and her inner demons can't coincide. Her thoughts be working overtime. Just like she do, she gotta stay busy. Feel like if she do, then how can they get me? I can't make it easy for them. When I'm at home, I feel alone. That's when temptation I explore and start to weigh the pros and cons of my life. It's more cons than pros. I feel like nobody knows what I done been through. And I can't talk about it cause everybody got their own issues. Nobody cares, so I don't even try. I cry myself to sleep tonight, I'm still alive. I'm always unsuccessful with my attempts. I wanna end it all, but somehow every time God just get involved and then I'm back at square one. I swallow all these pills and hope a life they don't spare one, but I wake up and I'm still here. I still don't know why. If I ain't died, then what's the reason? I just hope somebody help me see it before it's too late. And I'm just staring at my wrist bleed. Can't stop it, it's an overflow. I'm scared, but I'm tired of the pain. I'm tired of overdosing, tired of being a victim, tired of the commotion in my head. I'm tired of my emotions being misunderstood. I'm tired of being tired. I wanna leave and go away for good. I know a lot of ways to get it done, but I don't think I should. I wonder if they'll miss me. I got family, we've been distant lately, but I know they know I love them. They probably just think I'm crazy. I want you to save me.
If I really don't think I'm worth saving. tell you I know what you're going through, but I know depression. I just hope you learn to love yourself. Don't feel neglected, we all got problems. Yeah, that's true, but some don't speak about them. And that's a problem in itself, cause then you end up drowning with built up emotions that pile up over time, and you just waiting for the explosion. That's the trigger for you. You try to find love in men, but they don't get to know you, cause you don't know yourself. But you can't take the blame for that. We all need help, we all need somebody to love, but it starts with us first. If you don't love what's in the mirror, it'll always be a cut that hurts until you heal it. Tap into your feelings, that's a dark journey. I just want you to know life is precious and we all worthy of walking this earth. You had a reason to be breathing since the day you was birthed, even before that, cause God made you perfect, can't ignore that. There's people that look up to you, your family, your siblings. You in the casket, can't afford that. What example you setting for them youngins, cause who gon' wipe all them tears they'll be shedding when they finding out they sister gone. They angry with you now, but it's different from when y'all don't get along. They lost, now who gon' lead the way when times get hard, cause all they know you.
This is Guy Breeze, and you're listening to DJ Jenny V on Funk Nation Radio.
Yeah.
As we're talking about believing, you know, I had to run this track. Guy Breezy in the building, motivational artist, really uplifting and inspiring all those around him. Let's get it. Let's go. Shout out to him.
He gives me strength, strength. Tear down these walls. That was built on hate. Yes. He never puts too much on me when I finish my plate. Man, that's what we need. He's building us a mansion that would last eternity. This world is so caught up on power, money equals greed. But you can never take it with you when you rest in peace. Word on the streets, they don't want to hear about the gospel. They rather listen to the serpent that we worship often. Time and time over again, man, it can really cost you. So when you open up that door, better proceed with caution. Don't sell your soul to the devil, take a different route. Yeah, I've been down that road before when it's an ugly bout. There was no way out. Within the line up here before me, God, I hear you now. So break these chains that's been constantly holding me tied. And when I walk, Lord, don't let my footsteps make a sound. Since I've been made new, I see a lot of people frown. Don't ever call me a king of anything. There's only one that wears that crown. My God is good. My God is great. He gives me hope. He gives me strength. Tear down these walls that was built on hate. He never puts too much on me when I finish my plate. You gotta believe, you gotta believe, you gotta believe. I'm spreading positive messages to my enemies. You gotta believe, you gotta believe, you gotta believe that Jesus sacrificed his life so we could all be free. Every day another victim struggles. And it's hard to keep up right when we are going under. But if we can walk through fire and push aside the rubble, the only way to win this fight if we collide in numbers. Sisters and brothers come together when we need it most. And every day we should join hands and never give up hope. And listen close carefully when we hear the Holy Ghost. Really all we doing everything that we are told. So show a hands if you really believe in your Father. Plus all we said in good examples to our sons and daughters. All we doing everything that the Bible has taught us. I be the one to say I'm guilty for some of my problems. Yeah, I admit it, that's the part of accepting my flaws. But I repented and I'm thankful God answered my calls. And every now and then I might have another withdrawal. Man, I'm just glad I have a Father that seen me go through it all. So when he calls my God, my God is good. My God is great.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Simply Vibe Show. We definitely vibing out here with some great music from some of these dope independent artists. You know how we do it here. We definitely support everyone, especially our indie artists. Today we're talking to the one of the dope artists who's so unique and just versatile, YMX, or Young Escobar MX. What's going on, everybody here in Clubhouse? How y'all feeling? How y'all doing? We want to tap back in with YMX and see what he's got going on.
Yeah. So you are the... you're the one in charge, Miss DJ Jenny V, so ask me away and I'll answer.
Well, we definitely talked a lot about your journey in industry. What are you looking forward for coming up, or what collaborations? Is there something that you're hoping to start collaborating on, or is it people out there that you want to collaborate with?
Well, me, musically, I don't mind who I collaborate with. As long as they want to collaborate with me, I'm an open guy. So anybody that wants to collaborate with me, shoot me your music, shoot me your track, shoot me your topic, and I'll be on top of that. You know, like,
Yeah, absolutely.
I ain't tripping if you're famous or not famous. To me, you're famous. If you have one fan, even if that's your mom, your dad, your son, your daughter, that's more enough for me, you know, like that's more than enough. That lets me know you're doing something good.
Right. And, yeah. You know, that just shows your humbleness and your open mind to want to step out into different genres and try different things. And that's really, you know, rare as an artist as well. So kudos to you for that, you know, for wanting to just, you know, to collaborate with different types of people and genres, definitely. If y'all just tapping in, we having a great conversation. Anybody on stage have any questions for YMX? If not, I definitely. Oh, go ahead, Ms. Marie.
I'd like to add something. YMX, you know, he had, you know, as I've worked in the industry with many, many other artists, especially, you know, some artists that are, you know, famous and stuff like that. He's always there to help. You know, I'm not trying to say the word pleasure, but I had an opportunity to work with R&B group out of Usher's camp, and YMX did everything he could to try to help out, accommodate with these artists that came into town, and eventually ended up living with me for 3 months. And he was instrumental in helping. I'm telling you, when it comes to some artists that, you know, with other artists, he's very like in there, like he's a loyalist, and he helps.
I think a lot of that has to do with culture, right, Ms. Marie? I feel like the way you've grown up in the culture is why you get that humbleness and ability to learn those foundational values. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I guess that's one of the reasons why he's doing so well.
Yes, and, you know, he's always, you know, humbled and open, and no matter how we grow in the industry and no matter who I'm touching in the industry, he's never one of those ones that... He wants to learn. You know what it is that you grow as you go. And this is one artist that is really open and receptive to people that come and you know, and that's how collaboration happens. But I wanted to say this because he was so adamant after his accident to continue with the tours. We went on tour, but however, he collapsed on me a couple times. So, of course, you know, I had to call 911 and we're in an ambulance on the way to the hospital, and being the manager that I have access to his cell phone. So I did call his father to advise the father that I am with him in the ER. And actually it happened twice. And that's when I decided, unfortunately, YMX, this time is not for you. I'm more concerned about your health right now. I don't want nothing to happen to you. So please take a break, couple years. You know, and then we'll get back on the horn, and that's exactly what we did. And we're going strong right now, and I can't wait to showcase some of the songs on the second album, which you have one of them, which will premiere tonight on your show.
Yes, you sent it to my email. I want to make sure I do have it.
Yes, it's called Just the Two of Us, featuring Vera.
Okay. Let me check my email. You probably sent it. It wasn't coming through my email, maybe because I'm in the basement again, but I'm going to go check again. But, you know, that was a question I was going to ask him, actually, you know, because I know after suffering, you said a seizure. I know there's probably a lot of aftercare that's necessary. And I know that's really important in terms of physically and mentally staying up and staying motivated. So how do you make sure you tap in with your self-care and take care of your health amongst all the other things that you're doing?
Well, DJ, all I got to say is that I got the best nurse / doctor around me. And that's my daughter. I can't go to sleep without taking my pill. Like, I take a Keppra pill, that's for anti-seizure pills. And I take one every night. And she calls me, even if she's not around. She calls me, Daddy, did you take your pill? Like, oh, I'm going to take it right now, baby girl. Like, all right. You know, she's always on the lookout for me. She's always on the lookout. Like, there's not one day she stops. Regardless of where she's at, what she's doing, she stops. Like, Daddy, it's time to take your pill. Like, okay, I got you, baby girl. Or she comes to me with the pill in her hand. Like, here, Daddy, here's your pill. Like, all right, I got you, baby. And but, you know, it's just my wellness is because of my kids, you know. Like, I have to take care of myself. I have to, if I die tomorrow, I want to make sure I leave them with something today, you know.
Oh, I definitely know. Yeah.
You know,
It's definitely a tough journey, and you are very blessed and lucky to have a daughter like that who wants to help. And, you know, I feel like sometimes we don't want to tell our kids what's going on. We want to shield them from all these things. But in my opinion, they need to be ready for the unexpected events that can happen in life. There's only so much we can protect and shield them from those things, from reality. So, you know, and I kind of face a similar situation in which my kids are very helpful in dealing with me as well. And I felt guilty at first about it, but then I said, all of this is what they're learning is truly going to help them in their lives to be prepared for the unexpected. And to, there's no passes in real life, you know, so we all have to make sure we teaching our kids those important values and that structure. So I definitely appreciated that a lot.
Yeah, I always say expect the unexpected, you know, you always got to be ready for the unexpected. So it's like, you never know when something's going to happen. You just got to be ready for it.
Exactly. But definitely this was a great conversation. I want to make sure you let everybody know where they can find you, how they can tap in with you, how they can collaborate with you. Tell us all the platforms you're streaming on and all the stuff that you got going on so people can tap in with you.
Yeah, my Instagram, I already posted it on the room chat. Young Escobar MX, YungEscobarMX. Facebook, you find me with that same name as well. Mostly all the social websites, social applications, you find me under the same name except for Twitter. I don't play with Twitter.
Yeah, and I'd like to dedicate this one to you, my beautiful baby girl.
Just the two of us, just the two of us.
The nurse placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. That's although right. Questions arose in my mind. Will I be man enough against wrong? Choose right and be standing up. Every time I come home, it's hugs and kisses. It's what I adore the most. You give colors to my world. Forever you'll be my baby girl. Forever. From the hospital that first night, I was full of happiness. Of being blessed with my beautiful baby girl. That's and if you ever think you're alone, just know I'll always be there for you. I love you.
That's right. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Sleep. Kiss you on your forehead, on my knees, to the Lord I beg. Help me be a good father, all she needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I want you to know you'll always be my bebé. For you, I'll beat anything, cualquier obstáculo, venceré. Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be, a doctor, lawyer, maybe an MC. I can't wait to see you grow up and be just like me. You're the reason I breathe,
my motivation,
to be the best I could be. Can't believe you're my creation, such a beautiful human being.
Nice. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us.
That was an exclusive song. That was definitely a good vibe. I love that vibe. I'm feeling that. And it had so much passion in there. And I could hear, you know, how much you love your daughter. And it shines through in that song. Shout out to you. Anybody on stage have any remarks or want to tap in with that? That was such a beautiful track. Shout out once again to Young Escobar for joining us here on the Simply Vibe show. We definitely appreciate all the vibes. Y'all make sure to go check him out streaming on all platforms. He's definitely an artist doing his thing. Young Escobar MX, thank you again for being here on the Simply Vibe show. Y'all know how we do it here. This is the time up for me, but definitely make sure you catch me back here every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For now, see y'all next week and have a great rest of your weekend.